Hi, we're Alanis and Mila, and we are here from Foldrum and Thriber Primary School, and we are here to discuss the impact of what AI does for education.
I think AI should be used for homework and other things, like to help teachers and even students.
I understand this, but what if people are overusing it and not learning because of it? It's like using a calculator for 2 + 2. If we use AI to write every essay, our thinking muscles will get weak.
I get this, but to ask AI to tell you the step of how to do something, it'll immediately tell you how to do it. But AI isn't just giving you the answer. It's like a 24 tutor. If I'm stuck on a math problem at 8 p.m. and my teacher isn't there, AI can explain it in a way I understand, and it doesn't do the work for me. It gets me unstuck so I can keep learning.
Well, this comes on to my next point. I think AI is going to take over jobs. AI is potentially going to take over 300 million full-time jobs, according to the BBC News, by 2030. I think there is a risk that overuse of AI means students will rely on it too much and not think about it themselves.
I see where you're coming from, but it could help the teachers when making planning or marking lessons. They can use it. They can use AI, and it will immediately tell them what to do.
That's a fair point, but do you not think if they are using AI that much, then AI will just take over teaching jobs?
I see your point, but sometimes you can't replace the human interaction with AI.
Okay, well, I get that, but AI is doing a lot right now in education, so there is still a possibility for AI to take over.
Again, with the teachers, they use AI to mark the work to save time.
You say it helps teachers mark work, but teaching isn't just about grades. A robot can't tell if I'm having a bad day or if I need a high five to feel confident. If we replace parts of teaching with AI, school will feel cold and robotic.
That's exactly why AI is good. If AI handles the boring paperwork and the marking, the teachers have to talk to us and help us with our feelings and plan fun activities. AI, the robot, works so teachers can be more human.
I understand this, to be honest, but we can now hand it over to Miss Terrell to answer some questions. How do you think AI affects education?
I think it affects education in a number of ways. The first way, I would say, it can be really beneficial and really helpful because you get up-to-date information, you hear about all the latest things, and you can ask AI lots of questions, and it also makes suggestions to you sometimes, which will make you think of further things that you want to find out. So overall, I think there's loads of benefits. I think there are times when it can impact on education in that people might stop thinking for themselves. So they rely on AI too much and they go to AI to give them the answers. And also, there is a whole thing around misinformation and disinformation where you can make AI tell you something that might not be true, or it might not be factually correct, and you wouldn't necessarily know that. So you can't wholly rely on AI for everything.
How does AI help?
For me personally, in my job, sometimes when I'm writing a report or I've got to send a very important email to somebody, I might type it out and then put it into AI and say, make this sound better, make this sound more professional, help me put subject titles in and ask it if I've missed anything. So it can really help and be beneficial in that way. So yeah, it helps me for that. I think how it helps young people is that it's a useful tool to go to. It's similar to going into Google and asking a question, but AI comes out with more and it will do things for you. So you can ask it to do things. I know one of the apps that I've seen, an AI app, that you can put a picture up and you can make it look better, or you can design a room or design a car or design something. So, you know, it not only does like written stuff, it does pictures, it does all sorts of things. So I think it's got so many benefits. I think that it's really fantastic for just opening your eyes to lots of different parts of the world and how you can see things.
And last of all, how does AI not help the world?
So this is a big one for me. I think there's a real concern over the environment and what AI is doing. I only recently found this out, but I was made aware that AI and the energy it uses is massive, and it's going to have a big impact on the environment. And that's not just electricity and the energy it's using for that, but also water consumption. So I have actually, and this is the ironic thing, I've actually AI'd this question and AI has told me this. So key environmental impacts for AI: high electricity usage, water consumption, the data centres need water for cooling systems to operate efficiently. And it's saying that, in fact, that the amount of consumption it's using, we could actually, as a world, run out of water because of AI. And that's just so scary, isn't it? Because we are using AI more and more and more. I know we are in the trust. I know schools are more. I know young people are. So we're actually getting all this benefit right now, short term, but what is the long term impact going to have on our environment? And that really worries me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to us with our podcast about AI, made with the help of Jake and Clayton. Bye, see you again soon.